Continuing learning through the Kinyanim, we've arrived to the Kinyan of Pilpul Tamidim, the process of Tamidim sharpening the Rebbe. And this is the third of this kat, of this unit. The first one is, of course, Shimush Chachamim, to learn under and to attend to the needs of scholars, of Chachamim, of Rebbeim, Diktuk Chaverim, and Pilpul Tamidim. And the Mefarshim point out that the order is important. Obviously, all three of these are critical. A person needs a Rebbe, a person needs a Rebbeim, a person needs to be Yoshe Biraglehem, to sit at the dust of the feet of Tamid Chachamim. A person, of course, needs Chaverim, Kneil Chachaver. But the most important, the Mefarshim point out, is having Tamidim, Pilpul Tamidim, of having Tamidim who can sharpen you, who can ask questions, who can really make sure that you have a clarity in learning. It's so easy that if you have a chaver, that you can sort of speak in shorthand, throwing out Mar Makomos, Eric Kivyeger says this, and the Noda Yehuda says that. When you have a Talmud who's asking you questions, or perhaps who needs things explained better, it's not enough just to varf Mar Makomos. It's not just enough to speak in generalities, but to really know the sugya well. And that's, of course, what the Gemara refers to, one of the more famous Gemaras in Shas, in Tanis Tav Zayin, and also Makas Tav Yud. So behind the Domer of Chanina, Harad Beit Torah Lamadati Mi Rabosai, Ume Chaveirai, Yosem Mi Rabosai, learn even more from my Chaveirim, Ume Tamidai Yosem Mi Kula. I learned even more from my Tamidim. Again, most Mefarshim point out that this is an issue of sharpening and learning, clarity and learning, and a seriousness about learning comes more from having Talmidim. But let's just say that a person doesn't have Talmidim, right? The average person listening to this recording, a person in yeshiva, maybe even the average balabas, they're not going to have Talmidim in the world. So how are we mekayim this last piece of Pilpul Talmidim? So it is probably true that, especially for Bnei Yeshiva, as they get older, they should look for opportunities to give shiurim, to give a shir kavua, to have teaching opportunities. And in that way, to whatever degree it's possible, to fulfill this piece of the Mishnah of Pilpul Talmidim. But perhaps a person can say that what is really the essence of Pilpul Talmidim? Why is that so important? Why is that one of the kinyanim of learning? What exactly is the significance of Talmidim? Why is it that we say that umitamidai yoser mikulan? Yes, it's about learning per se. It's about the sharpness in learning per se. But it's really more than that. It's being around Talmidim who are often at earlier stages of their learning, often without cynicism, often with a thirst of learning, often with a real she'ifa, a yearning of learning. It's that more than anything that I believe has an impact on the Rebbe, on the teacher, just being around the environment of the yearning desire for growth. And that's certainly something working in YU, and I think all of your Rebbeim feel. That's why what we benefit most from, just being around that avira and those she'ifos. Now, if that's the case, that's something that anybody can have access to. It's not just a matter of, am I going to give a shiur when I'm 35, 40, 50 years old in my shul, but can I be around people who are yearning? Can I make sure that even as I get older, I come to a local based medrash to be around Talmidim, to be around younger people who are growing? Can I find a vad myself of people who are yearning and thirsting? Can I place myself in that environment that often is so represented by Talmidim and to draw in so much of that energy from Talmidim? It might be Talmidim per se. Again, as I said before, it might be learning a local-based medrash. It might be that even as a person gets older, it's make sure they come back to a yeshiva. But it might be moving to a neighborhood that has that type of environment, even among chaverim, that type of environment in the community, to again constantly be around people where there's a sense of she'ifa and growth and yearning. By doing that, we can continue to live our lives of having rebeim, being medatek with chaverim, and drawing the energy of either Talmidim or people who their whole life are thirsting and yearning for the Dvar Hashem. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.